European Union foreign ministers are described as ready to consider imposing new sanctions on Belarus after its bloody crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have now released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing he got 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. A court in Luanda today sentenced the son of former Angolan President Eduardo dos Santos to 5 years in prison in a $500 million corruption case. The report comes from the Portuguese news agency Lusa by way of Reuters. José Filomeno de dos Santos, the former head of Angola's $5 billion sovereign wealth fund, has been found guilty, along with three other defendants, of transferring the money to a Credit Suisse account in London. The trial has been the most high-profile case to date under the anti-corruption drive of President João Lourenço, who took power when Eduardo dos Santos stepped down in 2017 after a near four-decade grip on rule in Africa's second-biggest oil-exporting nation. Global markets are mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up slightly amid doubts over the chances for a fresh pandemic financial aid bill. Prices in Europe have taken a hit. The CAC 40 in France is off more than 1.5%. In Asia, the standout is Shanghai, which gained more than 1% in value. Israel is talking in terms of history while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a nationwide audience the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of the Emirates and says he's recalling his ambassador. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry called the UAE-Israel deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. And Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says he may sever his nation's ties with the UAE. The Emirates would be the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to make a recognition deal with Israel. In Washington, President Trump described the agreement as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Middle East deals are in the works. He clearly hopes the diplomatic success will help in his November re-election bid. He has consistently trailed Joe Biden in the polls. Lebanon's judicial investigation of the Beirut port explosion has begun with political wrangling over a number of issues, including who should be the lead investigator. French teams are sending divers into the underwater crater looking for evidence. The U.S. FBI is also said to be getting involved. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored for years in Beirut's port, adjacent to densely populated residential areas. More than 200 people died in the August 4th blast. Hundreds more were wounded. Scores of people are still missing. Back in the U.S., in what many say is a return to his 2016 campaign playbook, President Trump is promoting a theory that Senator Kamala Harris may not be eligible to serve as vice president because when she was born, both of her parents were immigrants to the United States. In fact, under the U.S. Constitution, anyone born here is automatically an American citizen. Citing a Newsweek column by a conservative activist, the president called the anti-Harris rumors very serious, a throwback to the days when he led a movement questioning Barack Obama's birthplace. Chosen by Joe Biden as his Democratic Party running mate, Kamala Harris is the first black woman and first Asian-American woman ever on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's words aside, the Republican National Committee says it has no plans to challenge Kamala Harris's eligibility for office. The British government is adding to a coronavirus quarantine list that could affect hundreds of thousands of returning vacationers. Involved are those who have traveled to the Netherlands, Malta, Monaco, and the Caribbean nations of Aruba and Turks and Caicos. Beginning tomorrow, those arriving back in the UK from those places will be required to spend 14 days in self-isolation. Denmark is warning that non-essential travel to Malta and Belgium should be avoided. Worldwide, coronavirus numbers close to 21 million cases and over 760,000 fatalities. Figures come from a running count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, the numbers are beyond dramatic, 5.25 million infections and 167,000 lives lost. California has become the first American state to top 600,000 cases. That number stands at 603,000 with 11,000 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all right.